People try to associate the Holy Ghost with people screaming and running and rolling all in the church or shouting, just simply shouting. But the Holy Ghost is actually Jesus living down on the inside of you. The creator of heaven and earth living inside of the soul. Living and moving in us. Jesus is not a dead God. He's alive. And because he's alive, he moves. When you see saints quicken, that's evidence that Jesus is inside. When you see saints speaking in other tongues, as Jesus gives the utterance. The key word is that Jesus gives the utterance. Or as Jesus enables the individual to speak. That's evidence that Jesus is living down on the inside. We thank the Lord that we are in a place that understands the way to receive the Holy Ghost. You're just not in a place that will try to go through the emotions and all these other kind of things or stroke on your emotions. We're not an emotionally driven people. By nature, we are already that way. I can go and put a beat on or anything else like that, and automatically your foot will get the patting, or your leg will get the, you know, thumping because you hear that beat. It's already in you. It's already in you by nature. Certain songs, certain music people play, it's be an emotionally response from you with it. But again, that's not why we're here. We're not here for that. We're here that the Lord might give us a message or a word to benefit our soul. And again, the part of what we're talking about on this morning, again, when you're talking about the Holy Ghost, you're talking about Jesus. You're talking about the creator of heaven and the creator of earth actually living down inside the soul. Let's look at our text scripture there in Acts chapter number 1. 4 and 5. Acts chapter number 1, 4 and 5. It says, "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, Ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." All right? Now, from we're going to move into this section now, this down towards the bottom, that says we must be willing and obedient. We must be willing and obedient. You do not receive the Holy Ghost by mistake. All right? I'll say that again. You cannot or you will not receive the Holy Ghost by mistake. Jesus does not force his will on you. It's not, you know, save you or fill you against your will. Those that receive the Holy Ghost want the Holy Ghost. Let's look at our first scripture, then Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 20. Revelation 3 and 20. The Lord said the same. We'll try to get to all of them this morning. Y'all help me. If y'all get over there and I call them out, just be ready to read, all right? Who got it in the first one? 3 and 20? All right, Sister Vicky, go ahead.
"Behold, I stand at the door."
Yes. Isn't that something? Yes. Jesus is telling you this. So you don't have to wonder, where is Jesus? Right. A lot of times people say, oh, Jesus is way up in the heavens. Or Jesus is over this place. No. We serve a God that is omnipresent. When we're saying omnipresent, that means he's in all places at all times. He's always around us. One song says you can feel him in the wind when you feel the wind blowing or the raindrops falling. Jesus is always around us. Jesus is always present with us. So the scriptures, when he's saying this, he's telling us as it relates to us as an individual. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and what? I knock." You all know it. When someone is knocking at a door, it is because they have a purpose. They have an intent. Say, what is the purpose? What is the intent? Why is Jesus at the door? Or what door is Jesus talking about? Is he talking about the door of my home? Is he talking about the door of the church? No. One scripture told you your body is a temple. Your body is a temple, a dwelling place. Well, what is in your body? The real you, your soul. The real you is your soul. Your body houses your soul. This body, though, is going back to the dirt. You may see people when they die, funerals and things of that nature, people will be talking on touching that body or kissing on that body, because the logic is the only part that they really are able to associate with that person is what they see. But I'm telling you, you are more than what you see. This is nothing more than dirt. Science has already proven it. If we don't put any type of preservatives in the body when it dies, with time, you're going to notice this body goes right back to the dirt. And Jesus, that was the judgment for sin. He says, from dust thou art, and dust you shall return. So that lets us know, when we are looking at this, this is nothing more than dirt. Well, did Jesus come and die for dirt? No. Jesus says, I came to save your soul. Well, the soul is the real you, the real me. When Adam and Eve ate, when Adam and Eve were created, the scripture says he formed man from the dust of the ground. That's what you see here. He formed man from the dust of the ground, and then he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. And when he did that, the scripture says man became a living soul. But when man dies, the scripture says the body goes back to the dirt. But then it says the spirit, or the thing that gave that body life, it goes back to God that gave it. But then what is left in the balance? It's your soul. It's the real you. And you should be asking yourself, where is my soul preparing to go at? You know, I have to spend eternity somewhere. Man, scripture says, dieth and wastes away. Man dieth. In other words, the spirit that gives that man life goes out of that body. Man dieth and wasteth away. The body goes back to the dirt. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? Where will your soul be at? Where do you want your soul to wind up? I know for myself, I want my soul to go back with Jesus. I want my soul to be at peace. There's only two places for that soul to wind up. It's either with Jesus in peace or in torment. It's in torment or sin's payment. The wage, according to the scripture, the wage of sin is what? Death. And death and hell are going to be cast into what? The lake of fire. This is the what? The second death. Whoever's name is not found written in the Lamb's book of life, they're going to have a part in the second death. Well, you have to say within yourself, I don't want that. Well, if you don't want the death, then you have to want life. There are no other options. It's either life or death. And it's no different than what Moses was instructed to tell the people. When Jesus told them, I'll set before you two choices, life and death, blessing and cursing. But it's up to you to choose. It's up to you to make a selection. What do I want? Or what does life want for me? Jesus is already telling you, I want you to live. I don't want you to die in your sin. I want you to live. Jesus, how do you prove that you want me to live? This is what Revelation 3 and 20 is saying. Revelation 3 and 20 is telling you the feeling or the purpose that Jesus has towards your soul. When he says, behold, I stand at the door and do what? Knock. Right? Come on, that's true. The Lord stands at the door knocking. Knocking. Why is he knocking? Because obviously he wants to come in. But it's up to you to open up the door and let the Jesus come on into you. You're the only one that can control that. I don't care how many messages you hear me preach. I don't care how many songs you learn to sing. How many times you hear these songs in your ear. I don't care how much you get on your knees and you pray and pray. The key is you have to be willing to open up that door and let Jesus come in. Huh? He's not coming in to just come walk around and walk back out. He said, I want to come in and sup with you. I want to come in and spend some time with you. Huh? That's what sup means. When someone sits down and at a table, when it's time to eat, they're not coming down there to rush through the food. If that was the case, they'll tell you, give me a to-go box or a to-go bag. But Jesus said, I want to sup with you. In other words, I want to spend some time with you, right? Behold, I stand at the door and do what? I knock. If any man does what? Hears my voice. What is his voice? His voice is his word. Huh? This is how Jesus speaks to us. He speaks to us through the word. And you know, James chapter number 1. Go over to James chapter number 1 really quick. Hold your finger there in Revelation because I want to come back to it. James chapter number 1. Because I know a lot of times we always talk about the word. But what does the word want to do? Chapter number 1 and start at verse number 19.
Wherefore, my beloved
brother. Start at verse number 18.
Of his own will begot he us.
So how are you here? You came into the existence by the will of Jesus. Yes. Everybody understand that? Yes. All of us came into existence on this earth by the will of Jesus. Right. And he didn't bring you into existence for you to die in your sin.
Right.
He wants you to live.
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
Everybody got that in your mind? You say, well, I'm born in sin. Yes. But he already made a plan when he brought you into existence. Jesus made a plan for you to follow so that you can live. He said, I don't want any soul to die. I don't want the soul to die. I want the soul to live. But the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So that means I got to have it in my mind. I don't care any of the choices and the decisions that I make. This is the most important choice that I could ever make. I don't want to sin. I don't want to die in my sin. Why? Because if I die in my sin, I've got to face sin's payment. The wage of sin is death. Death and hell are going to be cast into the what? The lake of fire. You have to say within yourself, I don't want that.
Right?
Right? That's the truth. You got to say it as an individual. You can't go around, you know, willing this for anybody else. Because the only one I'm responsible for is who?
Me.
Huh? This is my body. And where's my soul at? In this body. Huh? Even though our Lord has blessed me to have children, but they got their own bodies. They got their own bodies and they got their own souls. And just like I took this word and just like I had to listen to it and come to an understanding about the word, they got to do the same thing. Huh? What understanding do I have? I am here because Jesus willed it. Huh? I can't get mad. You say, well, Scudder, well, what about you? I can't get mad because I'm black. I can't get mad because I'm light skinned. I can't get mad because my hair fell out. I can't get mad because I got to wear glasses. I can't get mad at any of that. That is all a part of his will. Huh? I can't get mad about that. I can't get mad about who my mom and my daddy is. That is a part of his will. Huh? But since you can't control none of that, what's the purpose? The purpose is I realize I am my own soul. And I got to make sure if I want to live, I got to follow after life. Huh? But who is life? That's what you get into the word. To find out that Jesus is life. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. He lighted every man that comes into the world, right? That's the truth. That's the truth, saints. To his will, he begat us. Right? Is that what it says?
That's his own will begot he us with the word of truth.
What did the Lord give us? A word of truth. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Everybody don't like truth. I'm trying to tell you that. Everybody don't want to hear truth. Some people stop up their ears to truth. Just like it's no different when Stephen, the deacon that was revealed in the scriptures, when they took him and brought him and they started trying to persecute him for what he had believed in. And he was saying, I'm not believing in any more than what you say you profess. You say that the God of Israel did this and did that. And I'm telling you, I believe in that. I believe that that God of Israel that brought Israel out of bondage by many signs and wonders, he has appeared. He has appeared and has shown himself to the children of men. He came down here and died on the cross. You rejected him, but I believe that Jesus is that God. Jesus, that same God that allowed his breath to blow back the Red Sea and allowed our forefathers to walk across on dry ground. Jesus, that same God that allowed manna to come down from heaven and to feed our forefathers when they were hungry in the wilderness. Jesus is the same God that killed off a whole generation. He swore by his wrath that they are not going to get into his rest. Jesus is that same God that out of all of that same generation that came out of bondage, he only allowed two to cross into the promised land. Not even Moses crossed in. Why? Because of unbelief, right? That's the truth. Stephen said, you're here condemning me because I believe in that God. And I believe that that God named himself Jesus. Huh? I believe that that name of Jesus is salvation. Huh? I believe that name of Jesus is the foundation of the church. Huh? The Lord's bride. The one that he had bought with his own blood. Huh? And scripture said while Stephen was telling them all of this, they stopped up their ears. Huh? They gnashed at his voice. In other words, they got angry with him and started throwing rocks at him. Scripture says, Stephen, while they were throwing the rocks, he looked steadfastly up towards heaven. Huh? And what did he see? He saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Huh? He didn't let people say, well, I thought you said Jesus is God. But look at what he says. He said he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God. That let me know God is a spirit. First of all, you cannot see a spirit unless a spirit gets in the body and manifests itself. When that spirit got in the body and manifested itself, it showed itself to Stephen. And what did he show Stephen? I got all the power. Huh? I got all the power in heaven and in earth. Stephen saw Jesus. He saw God and called God by his name. He said, Lord Jesus, right? Receive my spirit, right? That's the truth. You need to know who your God is. That's right. That's the word of truth. And everybody's not going to receive the word of truth. Some people will stop up their ears. Huh? That's the truth. When you come across a message like this, and you know what, you out there living any old kind of way, and the scripture is telling you to repent, that means you've got to stop it. Huh? Stop. You got to repent. Mean what? What do you mean I got to repent? You got to stop sinning. However sin is in your life, you need to stop it. You need to be willing to give it up. Give up the smoking. Give up the drinking. Give up the cussing. Give up being evil and nasty. Give up being vindictive. Huh? Give up being jealous and hatred. You got to give up all of that. Why? Because ain't none of that like Jesus. Huh? And you say, I want to go back with Jesus. You got to be willing to turn your back. Turn your back on all of sin. Huh? However sin shows itself in you, you got to let the Lord know, I don't want to live like this. Huh? This is not who I want to be. I told you, everybody not going to like truth. Huh? But Jesus will show you the truth concerning yourself. And when he shows you that truth, what will your response be? Your response say, Lord Jesus, take it away. I don't want to be this way, right? I don't want to be this way, Jesus. Not when I know I'm going to stand before a righteous judge that's going to judge me by the standard of righteousness. Lord Jesus, I don't want to be this way. I want you to take away all the malice, all of the bitterness, all the hypocrisy. I want you to take all that stuff away from me. Huh? All that foolish talking. All that foolish thinking. I don't want to waste my time. Huh? I want you to take away all that idle thoughts. You know how you be going through and be you just being idle. When you're not living with a purpose, you're not living like you got a reason to be here. Why are you here? You're not here to find something funny. Huh? Is that all the sum of your life? Is to try to make somebody laugh? Huh? I'm trying to tell you, hell ain't nothing to be laughing about. You can spend all of your days trying to find a joke all you want.
Yes.
But where will your soul be at, right?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hell ain't nothing funny. But I'm just trying to make people laugh. I'm trying to tell you, hell ain't nothing funny. You say, Elder Scudder, you don't want to laugh? I enjoy laughing. But the Lord has given me something to laugh about. Huh? I ain't out there laughing about something nasty. Huh? I don't find that humorous. But what are you laughing about? I'm laughing about the joy of Jesus. Things that Jesus does that is clean. Huh? Come on, that's the truth. That's the truth. That's the attitude that you want to have. A lot of that other stuff, you realize you'll be laughing and joking, and it'll stir up stuff inside of you. Stuff that's not like Jesus. And you'll be wondering, why am I feeling this way? Why am I thinking like this? The Lord done told you got a no good thing inside of you. That no good thing is all about death. Huh? Death is inside of us. And we need Jesus to overcome that death. Why do you need the Holy Ghost? Because you need Jesus to overcome that death in you. That's the truth. Waking up with a chip on your shoulder. Attitudes out of nowhere. Nothing making you happy. Huh? Oh, yeah, all of us dealing with that. Don't you say, well, God, you picking on me. I'm trying to tell you all of us dealing with that. All of us got that no good thing in us. That's all it is. It's no good. Huh? You, anything that's trying to take that smile off of your face. It's no good. Huh? You say, well, Scott, you don't understand what I'm going through. It's no good. Huh? I'm trying to tell you, Jesus has been too good to you for you to waste your time and energy trying to find things to murmur and complain about. Huh? Come on, saints. When you got the activities of your limbs, they may be hurting, but I got the movement. I know somebody that cannot do what I'm doing. They lost the hand, they lost the fingers, they lost their arm, but the Lord still gave me the activities of my limbs, right? Huh? The devil don't want you to see none of that. He don't want you to see none of that. He wants you to be sitting around murmuring and complaining. Here the Lord brought them out of Egypt. Huh? Brought them out of where them people were whipping their back, killing their babies, raping their women. Huh? Oh, yeah, you know it. They were raping their women. And when the women got pregnant, they killed the babies. And is that someplace you want to live at? Huh? But then the Lord brought them out with a mighty outstretched arm. Lord took the time to bring them out, show them his power. And then when they get out, they start to murmur and complain. Say it'd be better for us to go back to Egypt, right? I'm trying to tell you how foolish you'll say when you don't have a mind to let truth work inside of your mind. Huh? Yeah, truth. Sometimes it don't feel good. You don't like to hear the truth about yourself. You know you don't like to hear it. I'm trying to tell you. But that's how the Lord brought you. You say, I just got it. Why is it only a few? Because everybody don't want to hear truth. You ain't the only one that heard this message. Huh? You go back a couple of years, somebody was sitting where you sitting at. Huh? You go back a couple more years, somebody was in another building where you could have been at. Huh? That were hearing the same thing. I can go back and get some cassette tapes before we had digital media. And you'll be hearing the same thing. What thing will you be hearing? Repent. Huh? You got to get out of your sin. Huh? You got to get out of your sin. Why? Because the wage of sin is death. And if you don't want to die, you don't want sin on you. Huh? Well, how can I get it off? The Lord is going to preach truth to you. He's going to let you know you got to bring an end to that sinful thinking. Sinful thinking and sinful living. Huh? Can no longer be about how to satisfy your flesh. Because this flesh can't be satisfied. Lord, give you one piece of gold, you're going to want another. Lord, give you one piece of silver, you're going to want another. Huh? He give you one garment, you're going to want another. Why? Because your eyes will never be satisfied. You're going to always want more. Huh? Only one that can plug up that void is Jesus, right? He can allow you to be content in whatever state you in. But that's why you need the Holy Ghost, right? You need truth to come to you so you can receive the Holy Ghost. Huh? To wit, come on, don't let me get off.
Of his own begot, he asked with the word of
truth. With the word of truth.
So he should be
That we should be a kind of first. Not that fruit. Not that fruit that you people turned into after Adam ate of the no good fruit. Y'all remember that tree that Adam was told not to eat of? Jesus told Adam, do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt do what? And when Adam ate of that fruit, he brought sin into the world. He brought death into the world. Jesus said, I don't want you to look like people after Adam. I want you to look like Adam looked before he ate that fruit. Huh? That's why he said the what? The first fruit. Huh? First fruit was good. Jesus said it was good. Behold, it was what? Very good. Huh? But when Adam ate of that tree that Jesus told him not to eat of, Jesus woke up, got up from his Sabbath rest, and called out to Adam, said, Adam, where are you? Huh? Adam said, I hid myself because I was naked. Jesus said, who told you you was naked? Did you eat that tree I told you not to eat of? Adam said, the woman you gave me. Huh? Come on. Ain't no woman force feed you. She just gave it to you. And you freely ate of it. Huh? I'm trying to tell you, ain't nobody force you to be no sinner. Somebody just showed you the tool and you freely took it. You freely took it and you freely did it. And just like you freely did it, you got to freely stop it. Huh? You've got to freely stop it, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you,
nobody
Jesus.
Forced you to do it. You got to freely stop it. You got to make up your mind. This is not me, right? This is not how I want to die. I don't want to die a liar. I don't want to die a hater. I don't want to die miserable. I don't want to die with no peace. Jesus, I want you to bring an end to all of that. Huh? I want you to bring an end to my pit of sorrow. Huh? To my stinking thinking. I want you to bring an end to it, right?
Yes.
Like you pick it up, you got to
put it down.
I'm sorry, just like you pick that thing up, you got to put that thing down. That's all repentance means is put it down. Put the sin down. Turn your life completely around. Change your habits. Huh? You know, sin gives you habits. You need to change your habits. What kind of habits, Elder Scudder? Just like you picked up the newspaper to read the newspaper every day. You need to learn to pick up the scriptures and read the scriptures. Just like you pick up your phone and call this one and call that one. You need to fall down on your knees and learn to call on the name of Jesus. Huh? Just like you walk to this store and walk to that store. You need to take nice long walks and behold the beauty of the Lord. Huh? Don't walk in no store. Just walk by Jesus' creation and say, Jesus, what you have done is marvelous. What I hear, put down the booty box, the R&B, the slow jam, the smooth groove, put it all down and listen to nothing but Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Listen to the birds chirp. Huh? The creation of Jesus. Lord, bring peace in your mind if you want it. I'm trying to tell you how you can enjoy this thing called life. But the more you start listening to that stuff that sin has created, you gotta go right along with it. You in sin's train. You got to deal with all the stuff that sin's train carries. All of the smells, all of the attitudes, all the emotions. Huh? You got to deal with it. But you say, I want to get off. You just jump right on out the window. Huh? Jump right on out the window of that train. And say, look, that's faith. When you got a mind, say, I'm not going to even wait for the Lord to stop the train. I'm going to just jump. Huh? Say, Lord, just catch me. Huh? See, Lord, I'm that desperate. I'm that desperate. I don't need you to go through and alter my life. I just need to have a mind to say, Lord, show me an escape room. And then have a mind to just take the leap. Huh? Just as I am, right?
Jesus.
Just take that leap. Just as I am. Huh? Let the truth speak to your heart and your mind and show you the truth. Huh? Lord Jesus, show me truth, right? Huh? Come on. I'm trying to tell you, he's going to do his part. But let's read a little bit more. He will tell you, I want you to be like the first fruit that I made, right?
Wherefore, my beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear.
Hold up. He say, be swift to hear. That means I need to learn how to shut my mouth. I talk too much. Huh? Amen, Lord Jesus. Come on, I told you everybody don't want to hear this truth. I talk too much. Who? I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about Stephen. I talk too much. I need to learn to shut my mouth. Huh? And learn to do what? Listen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
When I listen, I'll hear things a little bit different. You know, sometimes you'll be talking to folk, and because you're doing so much talking, you ain't really hearing what they say. But if you just be quiet and just listen, that same one say, what you doing? Oh, I ain't doing that. Oh, yeah. Then you just be quiet and just listen. And you don't say nothing. They say, well, you ain't doing much talking. What's wrong with you? See, the real him is coming out. Nothing's wrong with me. I'm just listening. So what she do today? See, I let you know, they don't care about you. They just want to be messy. Huh? They love the attitude that you give. Huh? They love to see you with an attitude. But I'm trying to tell you about the book. The book just told you to be swift to hear and slow to, that means think before you open up your mouth. Think before you open up your mouth. Huh? Come on. Where's the best test at? It's in your home. Huh? You all realize that? Your best gauge is going to be with that one that's close to you. Huh? See, my best gauge for me learning to stop running my mouth so much is that woman that's right there. Huh? Because the Lord's going to allow her to test me. Because she's going to get to talking, saying something, and saying something. And see, everything she may be saying may be true. Huh? But what's going to come out of me may not be right. Huh? And the Lord is teaching me something about who? Me. Huh? Come on. Huh? Didn't I tell you everybody don't want to hear no truth? Huh? Everybody don't want to hear truth. Huh? Sometimes when she get to talking, she'll say, you know, you're not doing this, and you're not doing this. You're not talking to me like you used to talk to me. Every time I turn around, you got that phone in your face. What are you looking at? You're always on the computer. And I don't feel like hearing all that. But she's telling the truth. Because when I look back over my life, I ain't doing much talking with her. Every time she look, I'm like this. And I'm laughing. Do you see the ha ha ha? Do you see the ha ha ha? And she's like, you doing all that? You done fell in love with that phone. Huh? But you asked me to marry you. She ain't telling no lie. She's telling the truth. And Stephen don't want to hear no truth. Sometimes I just want to be left alone. But I didn't get married to be left alone, right? Huh? I'm trying to tell you the truth. Everybody don't want to hear no truth. And it worked both ways. Worked both ways. Sometimes she'd get on the phone and talk to her mother. Every time they call, and every time I'm like, well, hold up. I'm sitting beside you. Huh? You know. Well, you know. I want to hold you. Huh? Yeah, I want to hold you. I ain't going to go too far, but I'm just trying to tell you. You know, I want to hold you. You know, you say, well, you know, later, huh? You don't want to hear truth? Huh? Truth is, you left your mom and your daddy. You supposed to be with me. Huh? Huh? That's the truth? Huh? Ain't that the truth? Everybody don't like to hear truth. I told you it worked both ways, don't it? Huh? It worked both ways, right? And the Lord said, I want you to go back to the first fruit. Yeah. See, Adam wasn't mad at Eve before they ate that fruit. Two of them was getting along real good. They was getting along real good. But when they ate that fruit, they had a different attitude. And they started talking about one another to Jesus. They started talking about one another to Jesus. Adam said, I'm in the condition that I'm in because of this woman you gave me, right?
Yes.
This is not a marriage lesson. But it is a lesson to help you see yourself. Huh? And what are you talking about? It's because everybody don't want to deal with the truth. The truth concerning themselves. Huh? Come on, saints, it's the truth. Come on, read a little bit more. Let me keep on moving.
Says, be swift to hear.
Be swift to hear and slow to speak.
Slow to wrath.
Slow to what? Huh? In other words, when you let something come out your mouth, don't let it be filled with wrath. Huh? Even when you're disciplining your children, you need to learn how to just cool down. That's the truth. I'm trying to tell you how you can help bring some love in your home. Cool down. Huh? Let that thing marinate for a while. That's why my dad, I used to hate getting disciplined by him, because he was a good marinator. He would tell me, he said, now I'm going to get you. You did X, Y, Z, and you had no business doing it. And I'm like, oh, man. And then he'll let me go right on and eat, have a good old day. And every time I look at his face, I just see it. That's that marinate. Huh? Marinating. I get to talking to him about, you know, homework, this, you know how to do this problem? And he goes, well, didn't you take this and you go like this and go like, keep trying. This, and I'm thinking, oh, man, this thing done passed on by. And little do I know. Huh? He marinating. Huh? And then after he marinating, when it was time for judgment, he made sure I knew why I was being disciplined. Huh? Come on, saints, I'm trying to tell you. You got to learn to be swift to hear, huh? And slow to do what, huh? And make sure when you talk, it ain't motivated. It ain't fueled by no wrath, huh? Come on, saints, is that the truth, huh? I don't want wrath to be in my speech, right? That's the truth, because ain't no good going to come from it. If I'm talking to a devil and I got wrath inside of me, the devil going to give me back what I'm giving them, huh? And before I know it, something's going to come out of me that Jesus says should not be, right? That's the truth. Read a little bit more. And you're going to talk about you saved. Saved from what? You ain't got no power inside of you. Huh? Same devil working in me is working in you, right? Huh? You just become a sophisticated sinner. Huh? You just, yeah, that's all you are. You're just a sophisticated sinner. You know when to sin. Some folks don't have no control over it. But you just got control over your sin, right? But you're still going to the same hell. Huh? As those that have no control, right? That's the truth. Read a little bit more.
For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness.
Isn't that something? When you allow that stuff to come out of you that's not like Jesus, the scripture said the Lord can't work. Isn't that something? Don't we come into the church to learn how to move ourselves out of the way so that Jesus can work through us? Huh? What's the use in you saying you want the Holy Ghost if you don't want the Lord to work through you? And that means you got to be willing to let all of your stuff go. Huh? All of your attitudes, all of your historical data. You got to let all of that stuff go and say, Jesus, I want you to do something new inside of me. Huh? I want you to change my speech, change my attitude, change the places that I go, change the things that I look at, change the things that I enjoy. That's when you want the Holy Ghost. You say, oh, I'm still tearing for so long because maybe what you want ain't lining up with Jesus. Maybe your wants ain't lining up with Jesus. Huh? That's true. I tell y'all that all the time. We be down there crying, Jesus. Jesus said, you crying a whole lot on this altar. And I can't save you because your wants are not lining up with my wants. Didn't he tell you in this prayer, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will Huh? I got to be willing to move my will out of the way and let the Lord's will be done where? In my life, right? That's the truth. My will has to line up with his will. That's true. That's true. Read a little bit more. Yeah. So didn't I just tell you all before? You got to do something with sin. You can't compartmentalize your wrong. You know how some people, if you're not careful, you'll push the wrong down and store it, you know, for later usage. But you got to get rid of it. You can't put sin in a storage for later usage. You got to be willing to do what? Lay it aside. You got to be willing to get rid of it all. Huh? That means I may have to go through and delete some stuff. I may have to delete some contacts. Huh? I may have to delete some pictures. Huh? That's right. If I know I had a problem with my flesh, huh? You know I was very active in sin, fleshly. I can't have old pictures of people that I used to be with. Because I need the Lord to clean me up. Huh? I'm trying to tell you how the devil work on your mind. Every time them pictures come up, you're going to remember what you did. And how can you receive the Holy Ghost thinking that way, right? Maybe somebody need to hear this practical stuff this morning. It's true. I'm trying to tell you, you cannot receive the Holy Ghost that way. You have to be willing to lay aside all of it. That's the truth. Sometimes the Lord takes us all the way down to rock bottom so that we have to understand, I got to let all this stuff go. Huh? Only thing I can comprehend is tangible stuff. And I think I'm doing all right as long as I got stuff. And then when the Lord takes everything away from you, then the Lord is saying, I've been trying to teach you this lesson all along. What lesson, Jesus? Without me, you can't do nothing. Without me, you are nothing, right? All of this stuff belongs to me. I'm just loaning it to you, right? Huh? When you die, all of it comes back to me, right? You came into this world naked, and you're going to leave. What? Is that true?
Yes.
We wonder sometimes why the Lord will allow us lingering at the bottom for so long. Because we're still struggling with that lesson. What lesson? That Jesus is God. Jesus is in control of not some things, but all of it. I can't compartmentalize my wrong. I have to get rid of it all. Writer said, lay aside, not some. Not some. All filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. That overflowing. Huh? That's why Paul said, I know that's within me, that is in my flesh, is a no good thing, right? That overflowing of naughtiness. Huh? And I got to do what? Receive.
Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul.
Now, I hope you all better understand Revelation chapter number 3 and 20 when it's telling you, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man do what? Hear my voice. So what is preventing the word from coming into my mind? What did you read in James? You say, well, what word is not coming into me? Because you still haven't let the stuff go. Huh? You've got to do your part. Amen, Lord Jesus. You've got to do your part. Lord is not going to force his will on you. You will tarry till you 80 years old. And you start at 20. Huh? Why will you tarry for 60 years? Because you don't want to let sin go.
It
ain't Jesus' fault you not feel. He told you, I stand at the door. And do what? And then he put it back on you. If any man. Huh? His voice is his word. And what kind of word is he? He giving you a word of gossip. He giving you a word of truth. He's giving you a word of truth. Not truth concerning the next person. He said, oh, Jesus was showing me something about you. No, he wasn't. He wasn't showing you nothing about me. Huh? That wasn't Jesus talking to you. What was it? I'll tell you what it was. You're not going to like it. Huh? The devil done got inside of your mind. Huh? And he playing mind tricks on you. Trying to prevent you from seeing what you really need to see. What do I really need to see? You. You need to see yourself, right?
Amen.
I don't like the way such and such is talking. Well, maybe they don't like the way you talking. Huh? You cold, Elder Scudder. No, I'm not. I'm just giving you truth. And I'm telling you, you're not going to like truth when it comes to you, right? Not going to like truth when it comes to you. Because it's going to show you the errors of your ways. Huh? That's the truth. It's going to show you the errors of your ways. And you're going to realize it's against Jesus and Jesus only. Have I sinned and done this evil in whose sight? His sight. He already tell you I desire truth from where the inward part. Huh? That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. Come on. Read me a little bit more of James. I gotta let y'all get ready to go. Jump back over to James really quick, because I'm not done with that. I gotta get down to verse number 22. I'm gonna close up my book. Y'all know the rules, y'all know the routine. You got my notes already. If I don't get to it, go home and read it for yourself. Huh? I'm trying to help you to understand you got to let the word come into you. Huh? You said about you want the Holy Ghost. The word can't just be on the page. It's got to come into you. What does it look like when it comes into you? Just read a little bit further. Huh? Verse number 22 says, but be ye doers. Huh? I got to put the word into action.
Hallelujah.
Something the word is telling me
Jesus.
To stop hearing and start what?
Doing.
Come on, I can go down the list. I can go down the list. Huh? He already told you, stop talking so much. Huh? That was word. Learn to keep your mouth shut. You need somebody to say, that's just that one verse. No, Psalms 39 and 1 says, behold, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me, right? Yeah. Work on me, Jesus. Huh? Work on me. Huh? Got to put those blinders on my eyes. Huh? So all I can see is Jesus. I don't want to look to the left or to the right, but I want my mind to stay focused. Huh? Come on, is that the truth, saints? Don't meddle around in other people's business. Huh? Study to be quiet and work with your own hand. Huh? If a man don't work, he don't deserve to eat, right? That's the scriptures, isn't it? Don't let my feet be swift. Huh? To shed blood. Huh? Don't let my mouth be an open sepulchre. Huh? A place of death. Don't let my tongue be the tongue of an asp. Huh? In other words, be full of poison, right? Don't let me be filled of doing it the way I want to do it. Huh? All we like sheep have gone astray. We turn everyone to our own way. Doing it what I want to do, right? Being self-willed. Huh? But the Lord said you got to let that stuff go. And I need to be a what? A doer of the word. And not just a what? A hearer only. Else I do what? I deceive who? I'm talking about I want the Holy Ghost. 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 The Lord Jesus say, prove it. Jesus is standing at your door saying, prove it. You say, I'm telling the saints, oh, I'm the saints. I want the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. Jesus is telling you, prove it. Show me you want to be saved. How can I show you, Jesus? Open up your door. Huh? He said, behold, I stand at the door and do what? If any man hear my voice and open up your door, right? Jesus said, I will. Not I might, not I could. He said, I will do what? I will come into him, huh? And sup. And he. That's how you know I said that what the Holy Ghost is a communication between you and Jesus. It's not between you and other people. Other people may be on the outside trying to figure out what's going on, but at the end of the day, I don't care. Because I need to get in connection with Jesus for myself. One of these days, you're going to get to the point where you're going to stop paying attention to other people. And you're going to focus on Jesus for yourself. And then when you do that, the Lord can work in your life. Huh? That's a true saint. One thing I learned about the day of Pentecost, them folk had to put their mind on Jesus for themselves. They couldn't worry about who was in the upper room, who was in day one, and who was in day two, and why didn't the folk come that was in day one on day three. Here we are, day eight, waiting and eight. Where's such and such and such? Day one, they was here. They ain't here now. You can't do that. No. You can't do that. You got to put your mind on Jesus for who? For yourself. Huh? You'd be sitting there, where I was wondering where such and such as soon as they come in. I was wondering when you was going to get here. You missing the big picture. Because it ain't about them. If your mind was on Jesus, you wouldn't see him come in. And you wouldn't see him leave out. That's true, saints. I'm trying to help you so that you can understand what does it look like when I will, when I'm showing the Lord that I want the Holy Ghost. Jesus, I want this for my life. Right? And he cannot save you against your will. You have to do what? Want this. Huh? That's the true saints. Lord says, I will come into him and do what? Sup with him and he with me, right? When you all do your at-home studies, I'm not going to get to it tonight because if I do, I'll be preaching a whole other half hour. Isaiah chapter number 1 and verse number 19 is a good one for you to understand. Huh? I'll quote it. Come now, let us reason together. That's not 1 and 19, but it's around in there. Huh? Though your sin, there goes the sin stuff. You need to put the sin down, right? But then he goes on to say, if you be what? Willing. And what? Obedience. That's how you show the Lord that you really want this thing. You start to do what he tell you to do. You can't say to the Lord, I really want to be saved, and you don't do what he tell you to do. He calls you a what? A liar. Amen. And then he says something else, the truth. Huh? See, Lord ain't giving you truth for it to be on the outside. He wants the truth to actually find a place and a space in your mind. Affect the way you think, affect the choices and the decisions that you make. It affects your outlook on life, huh? It affects your attitude, huh? Truth does that, saints. Okay? Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart. You may not sin against Jesus, saint.